people in other places. And thank God that He has used you and that He's given you that vision so that people like us that were far away and without hope could find the Lord Jesus and salvation in Him. Thank you very much, brethren, truly. There's no way to pay all what I have received in my life. Since about 30 years, I've known these brethren. I remember the time that Brent's wife was going to give birth to his daughter Cassidy. That's more or less the time that I have known them. Now I'm in Zapopan preaching. We have four members of our church now. And now we have a lot of Bible studies, many people. We were in Guadalajara also, and we established a church there. And it's still standing, that work. We were also in Celaya, Irapuato, and a church was established there also. I don't say this to vain glory, but for the honor of the Lord Jesus. I want to read in Matthew 11, 11:5.
Los ciegos ven, los cojos andan, los leprosos son limpiados, y los sordos oyen, los muertos son resucitados, y a los pobres es anunciado el Evangelio.
The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them.
Allí hablo de grandes obras,
there it talks
grandes
about
milagros,
great works of big miracles,
resucitar muertos, sanar,
raising the dead, and healing sick.
Pero si se fijan, ahí habla de esto.
But if you'll notice,
en forma general,
he says this like in a general way,
enfocándose en realidad
focusing
sobre el anunciar
truly
el Evangelio.
On the announcing of the gospel.
Yo veo, hermanos, la importancia, tan importante
I see the importance, how important it is to God and the gospel,
que él ha hecho gran esfuerzo
that he's done so much work that his word be announced to the whole world.
Tanto que el mismo Señor Jesucristo,
so that the same Jesus Christ, in a personal way,
estuvo aquí anunciando
was here preaching that good news.
Obviamente, sin tan importante,
obviously, it's that important.
Que lo ignora,
and he,
que lo desecha,
whosoever ignores it
persona,
or throws it away, woe to that person, because it's a great thing, the gospel.
Pero también el evangelio es muy relevante.
But also the gospel is very relevant to the world.
En realidad, yo creo, el mundo,
truly,
la sociedad de hoy,
I believe the society today, the world,
el progreso,
science, progress,
la
prosperity,
se debe en gran manera
is owed in a great way to the gospel.
Hay mucha gente que desprecia, ignora,
there are many people who despise or
no
ignore the gospel,
que sin el evangelio,
but they don't know
no sería la sociedad,
that without the gospel, there would not be the society that we have today or the prosperity we have today.
Un ejemplo es este país, hermano.
One example is this country, brethren,
ha sido fundado
that,
sobre principios
that was founded on gospel
es
principles.
Como dice un
and
proverb,
this has made the nation
la
great, like it says in Proverbs, that righteousness exalteth the nation.
En realidad, hermanos,
in reality, brethren, the world owes so much to the gospel. I want to make a first point about the gospel. The gospel is the priority for the world.
Lo que este mundo ocupa no es más dinero,
what this world needs
no
is not more money.
No es más política,
it's not more politics.
No es más religiones,
it's not more religion.
No es más ciencia,
it's not more science.
Hoy tenemos en esta época muchísima
today
abundancia,
we have, in this time we have,
quizás como ninguna época.
Wait, espérame. Tenemos mucha qué?
Prosperidad,
we have a tremendous amount of abundance than it, more than any other time.
Y sin embargo,
nevertheless,
no hay contentamiento.
There's no contentment.
Hay leyes, muchas leyes,
there's laws, there's a lot of laws that have been established,
no hay moral,
but there's not morality.
No hay seguridad.
There's no security.
Hay política, pero
there's
no
politics,
hay paz.
But there's no peace.
Hay religiones, pero
there's
no
religion,
hay amor al prójimo.
But there's no love for the neighbor.
Hay ciencia,
there's science.
Y su filosofía
and philosophy.
Ha dejado,
and that philosophy
sentido, sin valor de la vida.
Has left us without a sense or without a sense of value of life.
Como dice el predicador,
like the preacher said,
sin el Señor,
everything
sin
is vanity without the Lord, without His Word.
El mundo está en decadencia,
the world is in decadence
a pesar de todo lo que hay.
In spite of all that it has.
Cristo dijo, a los pobres es anunciar
Christ said,
el Evangelio.
The poor have the gospel preached to them.
No dijo,
he didn't say,
está dando ayuda económica,
I'm giving them economic help
o alimento,
or food,
sino anunciarles el
but
Evangelio.
I'm preaching the gospel to them.
Esto es lo que realmente
that is what truly blesses our lives, what enriches our homes, our families. I thank God because everything that I am today is because of the gospel, brethren. I don't know where I'd be today without the gospel. I owe everything to God. He found me. I was lost, without any value. Same people that I knew that knew me, they wouldn't give anything for me. But the Lord reached me. And from that moment on, everything changed, brethren. In Christ, I have everything. I have great blessings. Not only spiritual, which are great,
pero las,
but also physical blessings also.
¿Quién diría que yo estaría aquí, hermano?
Who would have said that I'd be here, brethren?
Pero esto se debe al Evangelio.
But this is because of the gospel. The gospel opened the doors to be here.
Y es lo que Cristo hizo notar.
And that's what Christ noticed.
Busca primeramente el reino
he
de Dios.
Said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Primeramente el reino
first
de
the kingdom of God.
Y lo demás,
and the rest?
O sea, todo lo otro es lo demás.
Everything else is just extra.
Lo importante,
what
lo
is important,
primario,
the primary,
lo hombre,
what the what
the
man is, should be about is the gospel.
El Evangelio nos enseña a vivir.
The gospel teaches us to live.
Nos da las herramientas,
it gives
nos
us
da
the tools.
La conciencia.
It gives us the conscience.
Nos da todo, hermano.
It gives us everything, brethren.
Cristo dijo, busca
Christ
o trabaja
said,
por la comida
seek
que
or work for the meat that that lasts till for eternal life, not that meat which perishes.
Hoy hay muchas religiones,
today there are many religions,
y aun cristianos,
even Christians,
que se enfocan más en
that
lo material,
focus more on what's material.
Hacen grandes edificios,
they do. They make great buildings.
Construyen escuelas,
they build schools.
Se enfocan en la prosperidad,
they focus on prosperity,
en
sanidades, in healing.
Pero a pesar de eso,
but in spite of all of that,
si ganaran todo
what's its
esto,
worth if they
alma.
Gain it all and lose
no
their soul?
Es lo que ocupa la gente.
That's not what people need. What people need is to understand their condition and the great love of God.
En segundo lugar,
second place,
dijo Cristo,
Christ
es
said,
anunciado el Evangelio a los pobres,
the gospel is preached to the poor.
Mostrando que
showing
el Evangelio no hace distinción,
that the gospel doesn't make distinctions.
Es el mensaje que
it's the message that
que
covers
se extiende a
and
todo
extends
tipo de
to every type of person.
No discrimina.
It does not discriminate.
Cristo murió por todo.
Christ died for
no
all.
Solamente por los,
not just for
los más guapos,
the most handsome.
Por los más
are the richest.
Sino, dice allí, es anunciado
but it
a los
says
pobres,
there, it's preached to the poor. Maybe the poor
no eran tan
were not that important.
Nadie se ocupaba de
nobody
ellos.
Was worried about them.
Pero Cristo, hermanos,
but Christ, brethren, he knew
la necesidad,
the need
de cada persona,
of every person.
Los fariseos,
the Pharisees, they said, why does he eat with those publicans and sinners?
No entendieron.
They didn't understand.
Ellos estaban ciegos.
They were blinded.
No miraban su desnudez.
They didn't see their own nakedness, their hypocrisy.
Porque estaban ensimismados.
Because they were thinking about themselves. They were so focused on their lives, their religion.
Pero Cristo sabía,
but Christ knew
la necesidad,
the need
de esa gente,
of those people.
Y él se preocupó por ellos,
and
para anunciarles.
He cared about them to preach to them.
Y el verdadero espíritu del evangelio,
and the true spirit of the gospel is
meditar,
go and preach to the
no
whole world. Not
bien,
just those that you like.
No solamente a los que son,
not just those
con el
that are friendly to the gospel,
sino a los que lo rechazan,
but
también,
even those that reject it also.
Y doctrinar,
go
todos,
and teach bien, all, Christ said. How great is this message that he doesn't exclude anyone? It could be that we Christians have prejudices, like James says. He says, why do you say to the rich, sit here in a preferred place, and you despise those that have poor clothing? God doesn't do that. He wants us to see that we all need of Christ. And we ought to get rid of these prejudices to be able to fulfill correctly. If we only speak to those that we like, what?
¿Qué más, como dijo Cristo, qué merced, qué gracia, qué este,
what reward do you think you'll have if you... We're not doing anything if we only love those that love us, or we only give. The gospel doesn't discriminate, not even against women. The Bible calls them co-inheritors of the gospel. Paul says, I've been made a servant to servant. I've been made weak to the weak. I've been to the Jews as a Jew, so that by all means I could save some. That's the true evangelism. Reach all that we can. Christ said that the gospel is preached to the poor.
Showing,
implying that you don't need money in order to preach. I saw the example of these brothers. In order to preach, they went in the bus. They went on the bike. They were walking. And they would stand in the middle of the street without preparing a stage or anything special. They would just preach. They showed us this example. They didn't use instruments or famous. Just the disposition to speak what Christ said. Jesus was pleased to save the believers by the foolishness of preaching. We didn't use signs. We didn't use attractions to fulfill this goal. Someone would say, well, you can't do it that way. But the primitive church did it. They were poor. They were in worse situation than we were, but they evangelized the world of that day. They said about them, these are the ones that have turned the world upside down, and now they've come here. They took this good news without caring about their economic position. You can preach the gospel.
Yo lo he estado haciendo
I've been doing it now for 20 years, full time.
No tengo dólares.
I don't have dollars.
Pero el Señor siempre ha sido bueno.
But the Lord has always been good, and He's provided everything I've needed.
Hasta el día de hoy, mi familia y
to this day, myself and my family, we're good.
Y gracias a él que tenemos todavía las ganas
and
de seguir
thank the Lord, we still have desire to see to follow on in the work.
Lo que se ocupa, hermanos,
what you need, brethren,
es un corazón rendido a Dios,
is a surrendered heart
es
to God,
buena voluntad,
a good
es
will,
agradecer todos los favores,
is to thank God for all His favors. It's to value
que
all the riches that you have received
y compartirla.
And to share them.
Compartir lo que tienes, como
share what you have, like Peter said.
Ni plata,
he says, I don't have gold, I don't have silver, but what I have, I'll give you.
Hay un pasaje,
there's a passage
9.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
Dice en el 13.
It says in verse 13,
también vi esta sabiduría debajo del sol, la cual me parece grande, una pequeña ciudad y pocos hombres en ella, y viene contra ella un gran rey, cércala y edifica contra ella grandes baluartes, y hallas en ella un hombre pobre, sabio, el cual libra la ciudad con su sabiduría, y nadie se acordaba de aquel pobre hombre. Entonces dije yo, mejor es la sabiduría que la fortaleza, aunque la ciencia del pobre sea menospreciada y no sean escuchadas sus palabras. Las palabras del sabio con reposo son oídas más que el clamor del necio entre los más que el clamor del Señor entre los necios. Mejor es la sabiduría que las armas de guerra, más un pecador destruye mucho bien.
This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and few men within it. There came a great king against it, and it besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Solomon said, this is one thing that's very great,
que un hombre pobre,
that a poor man,
con su sabiduría,
by his wisdom,
haya librado toda una ciudad,
had delivered an entire city.
Yo recuerdo a ese Felipe,
I remember Philip
en el libro de los Hechos,
in Acts,
que ese pueblo de Samaria,
town of Samaria was submerged in darkness and superstitions and deceivings.
Ese hombre,
that man
que iba siendo perseguido,
that was being persecuted
sin bienes,
without anything,
él pudo anunciar la
he
palabra
could
de Dios,
preach the gospel, the word of God,
y todo Samaria,
and all of Samaria,
se convirtieron al
many
Señor,
converted to the Lord
con su consejo, con
by his wisdom, by his counsel, by his instruction, by the gospel. They were freed.
Tú y yo hemos recibido la sabiduría.
You and I have received the wisdom of God. That's what we need.
Apoyarnos en su sabiduría,
we need to depend upon His wisdom, not on our things, not on our prudence,
no en nuestros, equipos,
not in our equipment,
sino en el Señor,
but in the Lord.
Para cumplir, hermanos,
in order to fulfill, brethren,
necesitamos, como dijo Cristo,
we need, like Christ
lo que
said,
recibiste de gracia,
what you receive freely,
gracia,
give it freely.
Dice de Juan el Bautista,
what it says about John the Baptist,
Biblia,
the testimony in the Bible,
Juan no hizo ninguna señal,
that John did no sign.
Él era un hombre pobre,
he was a poor man.
Comía cosas silvestres,
he ate wild things. He was dressed
de ropas, simples,
simply.
Pero dice la escritura,
but the scripture says, everything
verdad,
that he said was true, and many believed in him.
Se requiere solamente
it just,
voluntad, disposición,
what is required is just a will and a disposition, confidence, and obedience
la gloria del Señor,
to see the glory of God revealed in more people.
Amen.
Thank you, brethren.
Amen. Amen.